The Visual Programming Language, a strange cyber poem about cat fooding your own unicorn. Preface. I wrote this strange work as part of a poem about your employer respecting your focus and creativity by giving you a private office. As employers go, many of which would laugh at this idea, I wrote the following to help you dream about programming solo. And more importantly, multiplying your programmer powers by cat-fooding your own unicorn. Remember, you deserve all the respect in the world. You are not just a worker. You are meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. And you won't live forever, so you should always be mindful that each and every one of your days is precious and should be spent to a meaningful end. A cubicle may not be very meaningful in the end. You need to move fast. Can't debug other people's layers of bug fixes. So you need a head start, and that is, of course, the browser, and the DOM, and SVG. And you will need to code your own OOP, where all properties are observable. So you read with a plain old getter, but subscribe with a dot on. Now, you just use Swing as inspiration. So, just component as base class, and then container and control and so on. I recommend VBox and HBox as it was used by Flex for your layout. And a VPL needs a simple one, so you won't need to worry about too much detail and coding. Then use Blender's geometry nodes as design inspiration, and while you should code your input boxes from scratch, you don't want to forget how everything works. So use ESBuild and give yourself the power of Svelte, and then embed Svelte components in SVG's foreign element. That will be the node's user interface, so you will be using reactive HTML here, and that will make things super simple. The underlying SVG is what's keeping everything together. There you have all your mouse move events and desktop panning and zooming and so on. You should create a concept of domains or windows with tools, nodes, or blocks unique to those domains. So in one window you would have visual programming nodes for mapping table relationships of a database, and in another you would have nodes for filter, map, and reduce, and other windows with other programming models and ideas. And as with nodes, you can connect all the windows or domains together to make more sense of it all. While you should generate code to kind of detach the product of this visual programming language from itself and just let it live on its own, you know, making an XML file for object instantiation gives you the ability to code by hand in a text editor, and you will need this during development. XML is not at all intimidating. NPM's Cheerio wraps XML, so you get jQuery over XML. Absolutely no trouble here. The objects you should consider instantiating, as opposed to the code you should be generating, would be based on the event emitter. Oh yeah, it will be messy, because you will push data into a tree of emitters. If it was plain functions, you would know more about your program, and certainly when it's done. The emitter networks will need to signal each leaf at the end that you can move on to the next one. It's a very pleasant programming challenge. The thing about code generation is that you should dive into AST wrangling, right? And that is not really the way you should edit code. Source code is just meant to be edited in a code editor, not via code mods. But aside from AST-based code generation, an XML-based event emitter network instantiation, there is a question here. Shouldn't you just manage some execution patterns that execute all the parts of your program? Like, say, a state machine to which you attach all the functions, which then brings us back to XML, of course. Why wouldn't immediate execution event emitters be just as good? Code is, after all, generated and everything is managed precisely. Control flow from the source code end is not very readable, but you have a visual programming language and you don't need to read the code. So, any custom execution pattern will probably be second to just setting up event emitter networks. Therefore, every visual block in your VPL is backed by an event emitter. Now you can do step-by-step message passing and have blinken lights help you trace packets of information as they travel through your event emitter networks. I'm sorry to speak like this, but explaining all the gibberish would just make all the things worse. The point is, you use SVG to make a VPL that spits out programs weaved out of event emitter networks. And the final step is making it a little bit more game-like, including a store where nodes can be purchased. This is not a big undertaking, though it will take several years, all of which will be fun. And then you just share. Let your users sell plugins and blocks and take a cut of their sales. And that is all. Your users advertise you to their customers. You take a cut of their sales and then you call it your little company. Finally, critics who say that event emitter-based apps are no good because the source code is just incomprehensible need to understand that this is just a convenient expression, one of many. The underlying XML, which is just nodes that point to serverless friendly functions and the edges that connect them, can be expressed as functions too. It is nodes, their ports, and edges that connect the ports, nothing more. Output port is the main function. Input ports are the arguments that it receives. Event emitter networks are just probably the most beautiful way that you can generate those programs and then, you know, step through all the instructions within them to debug them. But you can compile them into functions. Because this is a visual programming language, the code will be 1,000 times more readable than stuff stored randomly in a source folder. You know, Redux is a visual program. Just look how simple it is. And it is often enough to make applications go. In a visual programming language, you can make Redux loops visual and then commands visual as well. Just have map and reduce functions attached to them, transforming all the data. Server connectivity would be plain as daylight. You can have a window with a tree of your components even. All windows arranged neatly in a row that spell out the architecture of your application visually. Code readability is very precious, especially after you have to service an application after several years. Visual programming languages take that to the rational maximum. You can understand your application at a glance. And what works for you will work for your users as well. They will find extraordinary value in your program. Just create little applications that they can come back to 5 years from now and tweak them for the customer. Visual programming languages are not the genius solution to all problems everywhere, and they probably won't result in enormous companies, but it is a way to dream forward out of a gray cubicle where you are not getting the respect that you deserve.